WSGW on your morning team show, Thursday, 7:39. And on Thursdays, as you listen in on WSGW.com and 100.5 and 790 News Radio WSGW, from the studio sponsored by Stone Specialist, your direct source of granite quartz and marble countertops, stonespecialist.net online. We're ready to go on ice this morning. Saginaw Spirit Ice. During the Ontario Hockey League season, following the 7:30 news, Spirit Report, and doing that, Voice of Spirit Hockey, and that would be you in studio, Joey Botano. He's brought a special guest in, too, this morning, which we'll tell you about coming up. Boy, since we last talked, Joey Spirit busy with four games since we last talked. Going 2-2, including last night, tough one against the rival Flint Firebirds that were in town, but overall, the Spirit had a six-game winning streak that we had going into this stretch. That, of course, has ended. But overall, I'd say, Spirit seems continuing to play some good hockey in all aspects of the game. It was a couple of tough games. Last night, I thought for the first time, I've been trying to watch a lot of the games, to see for the first time in a while that the Spirit were actually the ones chasing the puck around and being outplayed defensively, because that's been really what's been fueling their winning streak as of late.
Yeah, I agree with you, Charlie. Actually, I thought both teams were pretty porous on the defensive side of the puck, but that's neither one of those teams' games is to play that way. I thought that was exactly what you're going to see. Flint versus Saginaw is just a shootout every night. And, credit to the goaltenders. It's not often you say that in a 6-5 game, yeah. But both Popovich and Frappier made tremendous saves. I mean, that was a game, if you watch that game, both teams could have been in double-digit goals last night. That's how wide open it was. And that's how little defense, quite frankly, was played in last night's game. But you're right. The one thing you said really stood out. Saginaw chased the game the entire night. They didn't lead in the game. Flint had the lead five different times in that game. So every time Flint scored, they were able to respond. They're never just able to step out in front of the Firebirds last night. And I thought that was a big key, because as the third period rolled on and the Firebirds were able to cash in on a specialty teams opportunity and then get a two-goal lead 6-4, that was where it was really stood out that, Saginaw was not able to, when the game was tied, to step out in front of the game and get in the lead over Flint.
Should mention a couple of things about what happened on ice last night. The extension for Cole Perfetti. Now, a 9-game point streak? Has he had an assist?
Yeah, that's a career high for Cole. Last year, he had an 8-game point streak. He's playing next-level hockey right now. And it's unfortunate for him that he didn't get the opportunity to play for Team Canada, because I think he could have really been. I mean, I understand the team won the gold medal. I'm not saying he could have helped their team anymore, but it could have certainly helped him in his draft stock, heading into the draft. But he's done what he's had to do. He got cut by Team Canada. What did he do? Well, in 8 games, he scored 18 points. So clearly, he wanted to show Team Canada that they made a mistake in releasing him. And, this is a guy who's going to get his opportunities to play at the international level. He just is. It was just that, he ran into a numbers game this year, and Team Canada's loss was Saginaw's gain.
Very much so, yeah.
He's been tremendous. And, again, he was really good last night. I know, Koski scores and Perfetti sets him up. But honestly, I thought Flint did a pretty good job containing Giroux, Perfetti, and Koski last night, overall, throughout the game.
Another thing I want to mention, too, I noticed last night, and I think it was his first game back. Nice to see number 20 back on the ice.
Yeah, limited role last night for Blade Jenkins, which, he's obviously coming back from that lower body injury. He was slated to play in the fourth line last night. Chris Lazary felt confident. He put him in the game toward the end there when we needed a goal, which was, again, nice to see. He was playing center with, I believe it was Giroux and Koski. So, yeah, it's good to have him back in the lineup. He adds some balance to our lineup, for sure. you know, having him in. Maybe they'll move Antropov back to the wing. You know, maybe not. Daniil's had a nice, you know, few games here playing center. He's made a nice commitment to the defensive side of the puck. So we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting to see what adjustment they make. I think they want Jenkins to go back up the middle. So we'll see how that works out.
Well, we hope it does. He continues to get healthy and can play at 100%. It's you know, his experience and his knowledge of the game. It's not good to have Blade Jenkins. Besides that, is there a better hockey name than Blade Jenkins?
Blade Jenkins is one of the best. That's the best hockey name I'd ever heard.
You will be busy this weekend. We've got Spirit Hockey going on. Well, first of all, we got to continue in Flint on Friday, go kind of that home-and-home series. So that's a big game right back there on the Flint home ice because Spirit want to get back into their building and get that victory back.
It's a huge game. This could be an 8-point swing for the Firebirds. You know, and on the other side of it, if Saginaw would have been able to sweep this 2-game set, you know, I understand there's still, you know, 30 games remaining, but they might have been able to put Flint in their rear view with a sweep of these 2 games. So even though it's still January, these are still 2 big hockey games. And if Flint wins Friday, they're right back in the division race. Obviously, Saginaw is hoping that they can split here and then have a home game coming up on Saturday night against London, where should be a great crowd for Saturday night, probably our biggest crowd of the year. And London's a team that's, you know, again, they're right there. And again, they've added at the deadline and gotten Marcus Phillips, who just was returned by the National Hockey League's LA Kings. He'd been playing in the American League with their affiliate, Ontario. This is a good team, and they just added one of the best defensemen in the OHL. So, London, they do it again, and who knows? This Saginaw team might look a little different by Saturday night as well. So, that remains to be seen, obviously, with the trade deadline coming up tomorrow and then the overage deadline coming up today.
When that game happens on Saturday, as much as we often say it is about the game on the ice, often it's about what's happening off the ice. It's a Spirit commitment to the community. We'll be once again in focus. You have a guest in studio.
Yeah, Jeremy Rick is with us in the Bay Area Women's Center. And this weekend is 11 goals last night.
That's okay,
battling
I
a little bit. with Love Shouldn't Hurt night on Saturday against the London Knights. So, Jeremy was kind enough to come in and join us this morning.
Jeremy, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the focus of Love Shouldn't Hurt night?
You know, it's really to bring awareness around the issues of domestic and sexual violence. And we're so happy to be partnering with Underground Railroad in Saginaw, as well as the Spirit organization. Because, you know, it gets our message out to a diverse group of people and people that we may not typically get to reach with our ordinary activities.
How will that message get out? I assume that you're going to probably have people to talk to and information on display and to talk about on Saturday night?
Absolutely. We'll have a table in the Red Room, and volunteers and employees for the Women's Center will be around, and it's just going to be a really neat night. There's going to be some information before the game and during the game, and you know, that talks about Love Shouldn't Hurt and the issues that victims of domestic and sexual violence have to endure, and what services are out there in the community for them free of charge.
And unfortunately, this is one of those things that there's much too much of it that goes on. And in a lot of cases, it's those instances, Jeremy, where it's happening right perhaps for our very eyes, and we don't even realize what people are going through.
Absolutely. Statistically, everybody know somebody who's dealing with or has dealt with domestic or sexual violence, and so it's much more pervasive than what people think.
We have special tickets going on for this sale. For this game.
We do. You know, the Spirit organization has just been great to us, and special charity tickets can be bought, and a portion of the proceeds will come back to the Women's Center and Underground Railroad. And if you go on the website and type in Love 20 with a password of Spirit. You're buying a charity ticket that that will help support the services for Underground Railroad and the Bay Area Women's Center.
People that perhaps can't get to the games, don't want to support or know more, can you direct them? Do we have online sites we can visit? How do people find out more about your organizations?
Absolutely. Both Underground Railroad and the Women's Center have websites, very detailed websites. So, you know, look us up and give us a call if you want to volunteer, you want to support the organization, one of the organizations in another way. And again, I want to say thank you to Spirit.
Again, Spirit always involved in a lot of community events, and this is obviously a very serious one to bring awareness to. Just be all part of a fun weekend, but in a way to bring a serious issue to mind. Jeremy, we appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Joey, we appreciate you coming in. My goodness, go Spirit.
Yeah, you know, I figured I might want to put this out there at this point. Limited tickets are available for Saturday night's game, so if you are on the fence or haven't bought your tickets yet, you might want to do that sooner than later. Again, expecting a great crowd on Saturday night, and with the fan support, you know, could come close to our first sellout of the year.
All right, that'd be a great way for the Spirit to be fueled by the fan base and for a lot of fans to find out more what's happening with Love Shouldn't Hurt Night.